Signatures of Reionization Feedback in the Near-Infrared Background, by Jordan Marocca et al. The reionization of the intergalactic medium at redshift Z is greater than or equal to 6 is expected to have a lasting impact on galaxies residing in low-mass dark matter halos. Unable to accrete or retain gas photo heated to temperatures T is greater than or equal to 10 to the power of 4K. The star formation histories of faint galaxies in the early universe are expected to decline as they exhaust their gas supply, resulting in a turnover in the galaxy luminosity function, LF, and a potential solution to the missing satellites problem in the local group. Unfortunately, there are several challenges to constraining reionization feedback, empirically, most notably that galaxies in low-mass halos are intrinsically faint, and that there are other physical mechanisms capable of inducing a turnover in the LF. In this work, we investigate a new signature of reionization feedback that is in principle distinct from other processes. As faint galaxies are quenched by reionization, their stellar populations passively age and grow redder while the brighter galaxies nearby continue to form stars at an increasing rate and so remain relatively blue. We find that this contrast between quenched and unquenched galaxies induces a scale and color-dependent signature in the present-day near-infrared background comparable to the expected sensitivity of NASA's upcoming SpheREx mission. Whereas models with pure mass suppression largely affect the signal at wavelengths as less than or equal to 2 micrometers, approximately 5. This was Signatures of Reionization Feedback in the Near-Infrared Background, by Jordan Marocca et al.